You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Community Folk Arts Center and Syracuse University will pay tribute to Aretha Franklin tonight with a concert and panel discussion about the legendary singer's life and career. Cedric Bolton is with SU's Office of Multicultural Affairs and the co-chair of the event. He believes that what made Franklin so special was not necessarily her music, but her impact on society to become more equal and accepting.
A Black woman's perspective, right? In a time where the racial tensions and struggles were ever present. And how did that song then transcend all these different generations of movements?
The panel of religious leaders, activists, professors, and authors will take questions from four categories: spirituality, activism, community, and Franklin's musical career. The local group Brown Skin Band will perform some of Franklin's best and most impactful pieces.
You know, Aretha represents excellence, and we really want to highlight the love that people in these generations, because there's going to be different generations of people who are participating with the panel, with the concert, and with the community conversations.
But a tribute to an excellent woman deserves an excellent performance, and certainly a little respect. That's why the Brown Skin Band held auditions for its group and has been tirelessly rehearsing for the show. Many of the performers are actually SU students. One of the band's vocalists is Tamar Smithers, who is also the education director for the Folk Arts Center. She says she admires Franklin not only for her vocal skills, but her character, having influenced multiple generations with her lyrics.
To be able to just reinvent herself over the six decades of her career. And I think that's important as an artist, to be able to reinvent yourself, but still stay true to the essence of who you are as an artist.
You make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Smithers and her bandmates will perform an hour-long set. The panel discussion will also be followed by an audience Q&A. The entire tribute is free and open to the public and will be held at the Community Folk Arts Center on East Genesee Street tonight at 6:30 p.m. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.